You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey, I'm Larry O'Connor, and Scotty Nell Hughes is in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Good to have you all morning, Scotty.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hey, I might even be coming back tomorrow.
I've heard that rumor. Let's see. There's still 30 minutes to go. You could ruin everything. Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show, heard here on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. By the way, his new book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Good to have you, Larry. How are you?
Morning, Larry.
I got to do
my chest cold. Sorry about that.
Oh, you sound fine. Yeah, it actually gives you more resonance, if that's even possible. Larry, you know, the interest rate decision last week, and I think that you've basically said interest rates have been artificially low for several quarters now, right? So I know that a lot of people's hair was on fire with regard to the interest rates and whether there will be more interest rate increases coming up in the future and how that might affect the economy. But I got to ask you, based on the book you just wrote, JFK and the Reagan Revolution and American Prosperity, there isn't often a direct link to these interest rates and prosperous times in our American economy, are there?
Well, look, I think, you know, the interest rate, this is the first rate hike that I've really supported in about 4 years or maybe even 5 years. And I just think they did the right thing because longer-term rates went up. Okay, so the 10-year bond yield, which is a bellwether, has gone up about 70 basis points since Donald Trump was elected. And the reason for that is real interest rates are rising. And the reason for that is both stocks and bonds expect a stronger economy with Trump's tax cuts and rollback of regulations. So the Fed following rates up is okay by me. It's a good idea. Historically, you know, it really depends. Rates could go up or down during a period of economic growth. I don't think rates are going to explode, but I do think they'll quote-unquote normalize.
Normalize, yeah.
So, you know, you again, take your long-term paper in Treasury market. It's now about 2.5%, actually above 2.5%. It's probably going to go up a percentage point in the next year, maybe next year and a half. I don't know, something like that. Stronger economy is going to drive it higher. That's okay. So yeah, not a problem.
But considering the book you just wrote, what does this do for municipalities being able to borrow money at such low rates? And then you mentioned Trump. What impact will this have on the infrastructure bill that he's planning to send to Congress?
Well, I don't know that's going to have any impact on that. These are not large rate hikes, but I would say
if they continue more, though, I mean, this can't.
Well, they're going to go up to 4 or 5%, be my guess. That's quite
that will have an normal impact on some of these municipalities, don't you think?
I doubt it. If they need it, they'll go for
they'll
it.
They'll raise taxes on the individual.
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, what should be done, anybody who's in the rate market or in the debt market should refinance right now, including the U.S. Treasury, as long as they can. In other words, I wrote an article a couple weeks back. Treasury should sell 100-year bonds. 100-year bonds.
Wow.
To take advantage of these historically low interest rates. Other countries have done this. A lot of countries have sold 50s and 70s. We're the best credit. We can sell. We could start with 50s, let's say, go on to 100. In other words, the refis would lower your debt service for a long time. That's the point you're making.
Yeah.
It's not the interest rates per se. It's the debt service expense. And go now. I mean, like any homeowner, okay, if you have a mortgage, you want to take a 30-year mortgage, not a 15-year mortgage or an adjustable mortgage, because you want to take advantage of locking in the lower rate.
Right. Get the cheap money now.
Should hold with whether it's local debt or state debt, or most particularly federal debt.
Now, see, it's that kind of outside the box thinking, Larry Kudlow, that is made you one of the top contenders to be on Donald Trump's Council of Economic Advisors. Is there anything that you would like to talk about right now with regard to that?
Not really. I mean, it's a good spot. It's an important spot. I don't have any comment on any discussions. I'm kind of old school about these things. I'm just going about my business like doing your radio show.
Well, but whoever is on the Council of Economic Advisors, they're going to be key individuals with regard to shepherding what I know you believe is one of the most attractive ideas of the Trump presidency in these first 100 days, and that is his tax package.
Right.
What do you think the obstacles are in Capitol Hill?
Well, I think there's a chance here for a broad-based agreement. I really do. And it could well be a bipartisan agreement. And I would go there as fast as I can. I mean, as I understand it, and I'm not at the center of the core of the transition, but health care reform, ACA, you know, Obamacare reform, and tax reform are going to be the two principal priorities right out of the gate. And I just would like to see the tax reform bill, you know, stay as number one or tied with health care, because the longer you wait to get your tax reform, the longer people are going to postpone their activity. They're going to wait to see the legislation, and they're going to wait to see the new tax rates. Now, Mr. Trump's, I think the key to his whole program is lowering the business tax rate for small and large companies to 15%, and along with repatriating foreign cash. If you get that, I think you're going to have an economic boom. And I think the sooner you get that, the sooner you're going to see a big pickup in the economy from, let's say, 1% to 2% to something more like 4% or even better. So my great hope is they move quickly on the tax-cutting front.
Well, let me tie it back into how we started this conversation, back to the Fed. This 6 days ago, Janet Yellen came out, and she kind of did it a little bit, talk about bullish, saying that she plans to serve out her term and she's not going anywhere, Donald Trump. How do you foresee this relationship Janet Yellen and President Trump is going to have until 2018 when her term is up?
I don't know. They'll get along. I mean, the Fed is independent. The Fed is independent.
Right.
They're going to do what they're going to do. So we'll see. She's got a year, right. She's got a year, and her term as chair ends. By the way, her vice chair, Stanley Fisher, his term ends. And by the way, Trump will have five Federal Reserve.
Actually, I think she has 2 years. It's till February 2018.
Well,
either 1 year,
year
and a half.
A year and a few months.
End of January.
Yeah.
Yes.
Term.
And she will not serve out the remaining years of her her board chair as governor. So Trump's going to have five Fed appointees, five, and he's going to be able to reshape the central bank, and that's extremely important. They should take their econometric models out in the backyard of the Fed and just burn them, put them in a pit, just burn all the econometric models, which have missed everything for so long, and then they should start looking at, again, market prices. What are markets telling them? What are commodity markets telling them? What are dollar markets telling them? What are bond rates telling them? That's the best way to move. That's why I approve of the current rate hike, because the bond market said, go ahead, inch up a little bit.
Instead of trying to drag the market, you actually go in sync with the market. But again, that kind of thinking is what we need on the Council of Economic Advisors. Larry Kudlow, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you, sir.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.